November 24th, Thursday. What is the reason why you mustn't be deceived by hardships? I can tell you this without any doubt. I suffered through countless hardships, but everything turned out fine. Those circumstances didn't affect me. It's actually better to be physically poor than being seized by those situations. However, if you are trapped, it'll become a problem. There are those who have been with me for the past 20 to 30 years. They know me very well. I've never used money inappropriately. When I did errands for the Lord, I never used church funds. If that's the level of your vessel, you'll never do world evangelization. And I'm not simply nitpicking about money. Church funds come from offering, and they are used for doing God's work. In fact, I was raised in extreme poverty, which enabled me to see people act like slaves to poverty. That prompted me to think, I will never act like that. Don't ever be deceived by hardships, because you can learn a lot by not being deceived. Also, you can gain so much wisdom by meeting people who are different from you. There's nothing to worry about. Inside the flow of the word, all you have to do is hold on to the weekly pulpit and headquarter messages. The flow of the word, the path you've taken, and the path you'll take. John 19:30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Through the covenant of Calvary, Jesus completed his ministry on the path that he had taken. At the Mount of Olives, he gave the mission of the future path. You who are inside the flow of the word are a model who will fulfill the word. You may encounter hardships in the field, but all you have to do is remember your identity. In the flow of the word, what answers have you received, and what answers will you receive? Number one, the path you've taken. When Moses received the gospel and enjoyed it, he led the wilderness movement that changed imprints, roots, and nature in the field where the gospel was non-existent. Samuel received his God-given mission and saw God's absolute plan. In a place where there was no path, the Mizpah movement that restored what was lost took place. Elisha enjoyed the prayer 24 hours, and the answer of the Dothan movement arose at a time schedule that nobody knew. Furthermore, Daniel followed the fulfillment of the word, and the Watchman movement that didn't exist anywhere else began. The results were masterpieces to save the word, prayer, and the 237 nations of the world. With the answers that could not be found anywhere else, the church was restored. Number two, the path you will take. Now you must clearly set the goal of the gospel movement. Through the six tools, you can save all people and restore the covenant. As you enjoy the mission, focus and be assured of God's mission. By doing so, you'll consider and embrace others, revive the path that transcends everything, and restore your vision. When you enjoy prayer, the time schedule of receiving the filling of the Holy Spirit will come, and you'll restore your God-given dream. Furthermore, by enjoying the word in the field, your eyes to see disaster zones, blind zones, and golden fields will open. Simply put, you'll restore the accurate covenant and enjoy evangelism. In addition, inside the 62 points of the evangelist's life, you'll restore the system of only uniqueness and recreation. Dear God, even in the midst of hardships, help me to hold on to the covenant within the flow of the word. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.